Elizabeth Vargas is ABC's 2020 anchor, and she's written her memoir entitled Between Breaths, A Memoir of Panic and Addiction. And she's on the phone. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing real good. How are you?
I'm fine. Thank you.
Tell us about this book and your addiction.
Well, as I write in the book, I suffered with anxiety and panic attacks all my life from the time I was a little girl. And like millions of women in this country, I tried to self-medicate that anxiety with alcohol. And it worked, actually, for about 25 years, but at the end it started not to work. And my reliance on alcohol to soothe my anxiety and thwart my panic attacks in the end backfired on me terribly. And like many, many women, I found myself addicted to alcohol. 60% of women who are alcoholics are also anxious. So there's a really strong link between the two. And I wrote this book for all those other women who are also dealing with the same thing. And frankly, the friends and family around them who sometimes feel completely at a loss as to what to do and how to help them.
I can't drink before I go on the air. I don't know how you did it for 25 years.
I didn't.
Mm. And when you got off the air?
It was only at home. It wasn't.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Oh, okay.
So you have this problem with anxiety, and you chose to self-medicate. Were you ever under treatment for it?
Yes, at the end I sought treatment for it.
But not before, when you first started drinking. You weren't ever diagnosed or
oh, for anxiety?
Yeah.
No, it wasn't a time when, people really, when I first started having panic attacks, it was in 1969. I was a very little girl, and my dad had just gone to the Vietnam War.
You were an Army brat.
Yes, I was. And we were living in Japan at the time, and that entire Army base had men who were serving in Vietnam, and that was a war where we had a lot of people dying every single day.
Mm-hmm.
I think, we weren't even helping our Vietnam vets with any of the issues that they were coming home with. So nobody was paying any attention, sadly, to, the children or wives of those vets who might have been suffering from PTSD or anxiety or depression of their own.
Elizabeth
Vargas,
sorry about that.
What was your breaking point? What was the wake up call?
Oh, I think just toward the end, I realized I was going to lose every single thing that meant anything to me in my life if I didn't get this under control. And that's what finally led me to seek the kind of help that ended up working for me.
But you had a number of wake up calls, didn't you?
What do you mean?
Well, in terms of going in for treatment, you weren't going for one treatment, prescribed treatment, and then came out and everything was fine. You had a series of missteps that, and you would seek treatment again and again.
Yes, I went to treatment twice. And I think that's one of the things I think it's important to note is that according to most research and statistics, the average alcoholic will try and fail 3 to 7 times before they get it right.
Mm-hmm.
We also know that women who are anxious are twice as likely to relapse. So, that's the thing I would tell anybody who's struggling with this issue right now or their friends or family members. Is that, if it was that easy to quit, we wouldn't have a problem.
Right.
People relapse because it's hard to quit. That's why people relapse on average 3 to 7 times before they can stay sober. So, don't lose hope just because you might be trying and failing. I think, a lot of people have husbands and wives and employers and family members who bail on them because they try and they fail. And it's like, okay, I'm done with you. And I think the more we can help people understand that this is truly a disease, it's been classified a disease for decades now, but for some reason, much of society doesn't treat it or think of it as such. And it is a disease, and it takes a while to get clean from it.
Did you always drink alone?
Excuse me?
Did you always drink alone? You never went. It was never like that when you went out. Just you were drinking alone at home.
No, I went out and just like everybody else. I just was drinking to self-medicate, which is where the warning signs are.
And well, what's the best advice that you can give to people today?
To reach out to somebody. Mm-hmm. I think there's so much shame and embarrassment around both anxiety and addiction that people don't reach out. They think, I'll try and fix this myself, or I'm not, you know, everybody will judge me, or I'll lose my job, or I'll lose my marriage, or I'll lose my children if I admit to somebody I'm struggling with this. And I think it's really important to find someone you trust and tell them what's happening to you and ask them to help you, because it's a solitary disease. It's a disease many people suffer in isolation. Many people are shunned or fired or abandoned. Because it's like people like, well, get it together, and then off the first try, if they don't, it's, you know, they're, people are out of there. So I think that's the advice I would give to somebody, is to don't be afraid to reach out and ask for help. It's the only thing that's going to help you get through this.
ABC anchor Elizabeth Vargas from 2020, her memoir.
It's quite a
breaths,
story. Thank you for sharing.
A memoir
this.
Of panic and addiction. Thank you, Elizabeth Vargas.